Saddle up, partner. This ain't no cattle drive. We're driving at the truth and chasing that sunset painted red, white, and blue.
American Ground Radio.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Pross.
This is American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
I mean, you're just not going to believe this. You're just not going to believe it. I'm going to play the clip for you.
Okay.
Then maybe you'll believe it, but you may say, no, that's AI. That's AI. There's no way. There's no way that a United States senator, a sitting United States senator, would say something so antithetical to the founding of our country.
Is it AI? Before you play it, let me just ask, is this AI? Because if it's AI, don't play it.
No, it is not AI.
Okay, well,
I would tell you if it was AI.
All right, well, then I'm not going to say it's
you
AI.
You would hear something that is so ridiculous that you're like, there's no way.
Okay.
It's just no way.
But I trust you. You're saying this isn't AI, so I'm not going to say that this is AI.
So
this is a real senator saying
this. Yes. So this is Tim Kaine. This is Senator Tim Kaine from Virginia.
Virginia. Hillary Clinton's former running mate.
In 2016.
The Tim Walz lookalike contest winner 2025.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
they look alike. They're both kind of like little pudgy dudes.
No, but Walz is, he's a lot more goofier
you
looking.
Think? I think they're both kind of goofier.
No.
Walz got crazy eyes.
He's a lot goofier.
But Tim Kaine, like, he's just a... I've not had a whole bunch of admiration for Tim Kaine ever since I first started learning about him.
So today, during a Senate hearing, he opened his mouth and proved once again why the Democrat Party cannot be trusted with the foundations of our republic. He said, and well, I tell you what, in his own words, take a listen.
The notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but come from the creator, that's what the Iranian government believes. So the statement that our rights do not come from our laws or our governments is extremely troubling.
Whoa!
Now,
he just compared Thomas Jefferson to the Ayatollah Khomeini?
Apparently. Well, Ted Cruz, who is also in this same Senate committee, or in this same Senate hearing, he had this to say.
So Senator Kaine said in this hearing that he found it a radical and dangerous notion that you would say our rights came from God and not from government. I just walked into the hearing as he was saying that, and I almost fell out of my chair. Because that radical and dangerous notion, in his words, is literally the founding principle upon which the United States of America was created. And if you do not believe me, and you made reference to this, Mr. Barnes, then you can believe perhaps the most prominent Virginian to ever serve, Thomas Jefferson, who wrote in the Declaration of Independence, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their creator, not by government, not by the Democratic National Committee, but by God."
With certain unalienable rights. Look, the United States of America is the first country that was founded on an idea. And you can read that idea in the very sentence that Ted Cruz was quoting, the second sentence of the Declaration of Independence. Now, if America was founded on an idea, and the idea is written in the second sentence of the Declaration of Independence, that means that in order for you to call yourself a patriot, someone who loves their country, you have to love every word in the second sentence. If you don't love every word in the second sentence of the Declaration of Independence, you cannot say you love your country.
Hold on. Yes, I would love for you to love every word
you have
in
to.
The Declaration of Independence. Not necessarily,
in
though.
That second
no,
sentence.
No, no, no.
That's the
not
idea.
Not necessarily. You have an oath that you have to uphold as an elected official.
Well, that's as an elected. That's not about being a patriot. That's
no,
about
no, no,
being an elected
that's,
official.
That's true. But here you've got Senator Tim Kaine, a man who has sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States. And what
right.
does he say? He says that belief in God-given rights is extremely troubling. He says that's what the Iranian government believes. Can you imagine the intellectual bankruptcy that it takes to utter such nonsense? And by the way, the Iranian regime doesn't believe in God-given rights.
No.
They believe in the supremacy of a theocratic ruling class. They believe in Sharia law enforced at gunpoint. They believe women are second-class citizens and political dissenters deserve prison or death. This is the opposite. This is the diametric opposition of the American belief in God-given rights.
Right. The Iranian regime does not believe that God gave everyone equal rights. The Iranian regime believes that the government's job is to enforce Sharia law, which is not about granting rights. It is about enforcing obligations. That's a very, that's the exact opposite. The government's job in the United States of America is not to enforce obligations. It is to secure the rights that were granted to us by the Creator. And see, this is where the Democrats get their entire solution to every single problem is wrong, because their understanding of where rights come from is wrong. If you start off on the wrong path, you're going to end up at the wrong destination. That's what Tim Kaine showed.
You're going to be less free.
Yes.
The idea that government is the source of your rights
right.
is not just an academic discussion. It's very practical, because if they get their way, those who believe that government is the source of your rights,
right.
it leads directly to policies that erode your liberty.
If God gives you the right to pursue your happiness, then government's job is simply to ensure that you have the right to pursue your happiness. But if government gives you the right to pursue your happiness, then government can say, you, Lewis, don't have the right to pursue your happiness because the government has decided you're not worthy.
And for you folks listening and say, well, okay, what's the practical application of this? I'll give you a couple of examples. Free speech.
Yeah.
If free speech comes from government,
mm-hmm.
then
there is
hate,
no such thing as free speech.
Well, no, but then hate speech.
Yeah.
can be outlawed tomorrow.
And the
and
government
gets to decide. Go ahead.
The
go
government
ahead.
Gets to decide what is hate speech. This is the problem going on in Britain right now. Britain just arrested a man, an Irish man, who landed at Heathrow Airport because of a tweet that he made while he was in the United States of America. So this is an Irishman who tweeted that men and women are not the same thing. It wasn't a hate thing. It was just transgender men and women, not the same thing. He lands in Heathrow Airport and he's arrested by the police because of a tweet he made while he wasn't even in Britain.
And that's because government in Great Britain is the source of your rights.
That's exactly it.
And like, for example, self-defense for you gun owners, for Second Amendment proponents.
For you martial arts people, enthusiasts.
So if self-defense comes from government,
yeah.
then government can revoke your right to bear arms anytime.
Which again, Scotland has done. That 14-year-old girl who's trying to defend her sister from being raped by Muslim immigrants because she was arrested for having an axe and a knife in her pocket because she was trying to defend her minor sister from being raped.
So what,
they didn't arrest the rapist.
So you hear this from Tim Kaine, and you're like, okay, that's a difference of opinion. No, this is dangerous. It's more than just embarrassing. He's wrong.
Dead wrong. Dead wrong, and he has no business being in government if he doesn't understand the role of government. And he cannot call himself a patriot. Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, President Trump is asking the Supreme Court to step in over a court fight concerning his ability to raise tariffs. A lower court ruled earlier this year that Congress has the authority to raise tariffs, not the president. And the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit Court affirmed that decision. That means all of the tariffs President Trump has placed on other countries this year would have to be returned to them, and it would eliminate the main bargaining chip Trump has used to get more favorable trade deals with almost every other nation on earth. Trump says he wants the Supreme Court to expedite their decision, saying, quote, "It's a very important decision, and frankly, if they make the wrong decision, it will be devastation for our country." Trump's administration has argued the 1977 International Emergency Economic Powers Act gives him the ability to raise tariffs, but the court so far have ruled it does not.
Again, this is executive power, and to the extent that the Supreme Court says he has to do something different, what if President Trump says, you know what, this is, I'm in my lane here.
Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, President Trump announced yesterday he's moving Space Force's command to Huntsville, Alabama. Space Force's headquarters are currently in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Part of the reason for the move appears to be political. During his press conference, President Trump said he was moving the command center out of Colorado because Colorado uses mail-in ballots exclusively. Huntsville, Alabama has long been a part of the military's space mission. It's home to the Army Space Missile Command and NASA's Space Flight Center. Trump had wanted to put the Space Force headquarters in Huntsville during his first term, but President Biden announced it was going to Colorado in 2023.
But see, this is what business people do. They put facilities near one another,
right,
where there are synergies.
Yeah, and Huntsville's got a lot of that. And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, Newsmax, a conservative news outlet, is suing Fox News, another conservative news outlet. Newsmax claims Fox has behaved in an anti-competitive way by blocking Newsmax on various cable, satellite, and streaming services. The lawsuit claims, quote, Fox's campaign to stunt Newsmax's business has delayed for almost a decade Newsmax's growth in pay TV distribution, especially in the critical multi-channel video programming distributor arena. Fox says the problem is that Newsmax just has low ratings.
Maybe so, but at the same time, Fox News is a behemoth.
It is.
And it does command a lot of attention.
And if it's using that in a way to tell stations you can't have Newsmax, that's anti-competitive. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Water alone is not enough for serious hydration. You need PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. PerformLite is more than just electrolyte formula. It's a complete comprehensive blend of electrolytes. It supports your immune system, gives you metabolism, energy, and stress support, helps you recover, and boost your energy. Listen, we're down here in the South, and it's hot, and drinking water is not enough. Stay hydrated throughout the day with natural electrolytes. Just one pack a day, and it's one way for me to beat the heat. It's called PerformLite. Go to vni.life/AGR. That's vni.life/AGR. And use the promo code AGR20 and get 20% off your order. Perform Light from Victory Nutrition International. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the discount code AGR20.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. We like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hype, that's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Working to ensure that talk radio of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Okay, so the jobs numbers, the jobs report, the Fed.
Yeah.
All of this, I think, has to do with the crackdown on illegal immigration. I mean, you've got this big jobs number that drops, what, this Friday, I believe?
Okay.
They're going to drop the employment numbers.
You think it's going to be a big number?
I think it's going to be a big number. The experts are predicting payroll growth of 75,000 jobs, which is right in line with last month's figure of 73,000. So they expect the unemployment rate to stay about 4.2%, maybe rounding down.
I mean, that's certainly not the biggest number we've seen in jobs. It's not.
Okay, but if the numbers blow past the expectations, the reason I think this is a bigger deal, if we suddenly see 100,000 plus jobs created,
right,
or unemployment that dips below 4.2%, I think the Fed's plan to cut interest rates by a quarter point in 2 weeks could be derailed.
You know, we could actually see unemployment rate go up. Because you could actually have more people getting back into the job market. And so your labor force participation rate would increase, which even if you...
If you show unemployment rising, I say you show it like you can make these numbers up, but...
Well, they do.
They have been making this up, but nevertheless, but if the actual numbers show unemployment is rising, then I think the Fed does a repeat of last September's 50 basis point interest rate cut.
You think they would go 50 point cut?
50, I mean, yeah. A half percent?
Because Powell's been so reluctant to make any kind of move. I don't think they'd make a 50 point cut. I think they'd only make a 25.
I think they might panic if they see job growth sputtering to 30,000. And you have unemployment claims jumping.
Yeah, if you've got low numbers, they might.
So you wonder if maybe this administration might be, you know, tamping down the numbers on Friday.
I don't.
You don't think that Trump's going to...
Trump just fired somebody for playing that game. We got a question for American Mamas. Dear Mamas, would you rather be judged by your success in business or your success as a parent?
Well, let's ask our American Mamas.
Mama.
Mama told me not to come. She said that ain't the way I've been through.
And joining us now are American Mamas Terry Nettleville and Kimberly Burleson. I know my answer to this question, but this is not the Stephen Parr segment. This is the American Mamas segment. So what do y'all think?
I can tell you right now that there is no greater compliment in my entire life than to be told that I'm a good mother. By my own children, by my husband, anybody that sees me, but for my children to tell me that they want to be mothers and do it the way that I did it, there's no greater... I have succeeded. Mm-hmm. I am the wealthiest person alive.
So clearly then, that's more about how you are as a parent, not how you are as in business.
Absolutely. Yeah,
there's like no amount of success business-wise.
None.
Well, and I think about... You know who I think? I think about Barbara Walters. She had a stellar career. She was...
Reached the pinnacle.
Oh, the pinnacle. And she was the idol for so many young women coming
so
up
much
in
so.
Journalism.
She was able to go to ABC and say, I have a show idea. Mm-hmm. I think we should just have a talk show in the middle of the day. We're going to get rid of a soap opera. We're going to put a talk show there that's nothing but women with different opinions talking. And ABC goes, yeah, great. And that's how The View was founded.
Yeah.
It was Barbara Walters'
the power
idea.
Of Barbara.
It's what she wanted to do. And the network went... We're just going to say yes to her.
Little did they know they meant four views to one view. But whatever, I digress.
That's where it ended up, yeah.
But anyway, so I think about Barbara Walters. And actually, this is so sad because as much as she is revered for her success in her career, she was a terrible mother. Mm. She admitted that she was a terrible mother. She didn't have time.
According to?
To her daughter,
her
herself,
daughter. Oh.
And herself.
Oh.
Yeah, Jackie was her daughter. And she ended up, you know, she was in rehab. She had to, you know, she was got into drugs. She adopted Jackie. And she felt like, you know, my career is everything. I have to do this. So she said, so Jackie grew up, you know, I told the nanny, make sure that the TV's on so she can see her mommy on the TV in the morning. They didn't have the kind of relationship that we'd. So in my opinion, because of how important it is to me to be known as a good wife and mother, especially a mother, that negated every success she had in her career. Like, to me, she went down all the way. Like, she was up here, and then I found out she was a terrible mother. Not just a bad one, but a terrible one, purposeful.
Mm-hmm.
She went all the way back down.
Interesting, that sticks.
Yeah, I don't give a rip what you did in your career.
Yeah.
You left this imprint on this girl. She's so wounded by what you did to her.
Let me ask, is it different for men in your analysis of men? If there's a man who's reached the pinnacle of their career and you find out that they were awful dads, do you go, ooh, I don't know. Do you do the same thing?
You know, I think that, well, we were so lucky that we had a dad that was ahead of his time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so good. And he was, you know, successful in career, but what we remember the most and what's most important is that he was a good father. You'll have men who are, I cannot think of his name, but some of the wealthiest men in the world, and they're giving advice. You see these videos. One in particular is a billionaire, and he said, the only thing, I made billions. The only thing I care about is how my children feel like I did as their father. I will say this about men. Yeah, they have the heavy load. They've got the most pressure, in my opinion. But if they weren't a great husband, but they were a good father, I'm like, okay,
interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
Very interesting. This is just me. But yet, if you say they had this great success, but they weren't a good father, they never spent time, that success didn't mean that it just didn't do anything for me.
I agree.
I'm like, I don't give a rip about you then. You know what I mean? But I'm also drawn to other moms like me when they put their family first. I think about Claudia when we had this big plan for a weekend to go on this retreat. She said, look, I know it's tomorrow's the retreat, and we've been planning this, but Greg, that's her husband, needs me to help him with his basketball camp. Girl, got it. Those women that put their family first ahead of careers, ahead of themselves, those are the ones I revere. Those are the ones I'm drawn to. Those become my best friends. And so I just I want to be remembered the same way.
So I think of this also from a biblical standpoint, because I don't know of a particular verse in the Bible, anywhere in the Bible, where it says God's commanding you to be an excellent business person.
Right, right.
That, like, your command. Now, it does talk about how you should run your business, but it doesn't say you need to be the richest person. I don't see that anywhere.
Yeah.
I do see where it says teach your children well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That is a commandment in the Bible. Teach your children well. Well, if that's a commandment in the Bible, then that's something I'm going to be judged on by God. I don't think necessarily I'm going to be judged on whether I became a billionaire. I will be judged based upon how well I did with the gifts that I was given.
Mm-hmm.
When I was given a talent, did I bury it on the ground, or did I, bring fruit from that? But I also will be judged on, did I teach my children well?
Yeah, very much so. And I will say this, I think women are graded differently than men.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's almost like it's a given. You should be a good mom. That's your lot in life. That's your purpose. But when you see a dad being a good dad, it's like, oh my gosh, did you see that? Did you see how he attended to his children that way?
And that's a sad commentary in society.
It
right
is
now.
The truth. Yeah. But yeah, to me, being a good parent outweighs great success. That is great success, actually.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nettleville, Kimberly Burleson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back.
Choosy moms choose American Ground Radio. It's smooth, creamy, and now contains 7 grams of protein per serving. With Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Parr.
Hey, Slick Willie here, 42nd president. Yeah, I've been known to spend a lot of time in the bedroom. Yeah.
Giggity, 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 ooh.
My bedroom is stocked with MyPillow sheets, blankets, and pillows. I love MyPillow. But that doesn't mean I slept with MyPillow. I did not have sleeping relations with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, towels, blue dresses, whatnot. When Hill and I are lounging around the house, or if I have a female friend, back to the discount code, you'll get 70% off all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow then use that code AGR. That's AGR and save 70%.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure!
No, it's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
Okay, so I happen to agree with nearly 80% of the country on this issue.
80% of the country.
80% of the country.
Okay.
80% of the country don't give a rip about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce getting married.
Really? Is that high?
It well, it's 78%.
Okay.
Only 4% said they really cared about the engagement between Taylor Swift and Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce.
Okay.
So basically 80% of Americans just said, who cares?
All right, but name two other people who have gotten engaged where you would have at least 4% of the country really engaged in that.
No, I get that. But you know what? It's somewhat of a good thing because people get married every day. People get engaged every day, right?
Yeah.
And you just kind of go about your business.
Right.
There's nothing extraordinary here. These are two people in love with one another,
right,
that have decided to spend the rest of their life together.
It's two highly successful people who had their own independent followings before they got connected up with each other. I mean, you've seen this with, you know, Diana and Charles back in the 1980s. You've seen, Jennifer Aniston and oh my gosh, what am I blanking on?
Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
We just had J-Lo and Ben Affleck, right? Brad Pitt, thank you, sorry. Oh my gosh. So yes, in our celebrity culture, people have invested emotionally in the love lives of celebrities. That's not unusual in our culture.
But I will say, I say I don't give a rip.
Okay.
I am interested in this regard.
How's that?
They're getting married.
Yes.
Because marriage is a good thing.
It is.
It is a stabilizing force. It is.
And Travis's brother has been married, and that's been a good relationship for him.
And because Hollywood, you know, I guess celebrities have glorified the hookup culture.
Right.
One night stands, breakups, divorces, dysfunction.
Telling women they don't even need men.
But here you have two mega celebrities saying, you know what?
Yeah. Let's give this a shot.
We want to do this the traditional way.
Right.
We want to commit. We want to get married. And that's not to say that everyone isn't. I don't know that God plans for everyone to be married.
Well,
I get that.
Jesus does say that there are people that are able to not be married. And
well,
that's
some
good,
folks are called to be married to the church. I mean, many,
right. Jesus talked about
priests
that. Priests.
So, and
yes, clearly not everyone is called to be married. But the vast
nuns,
majority of people are
other religious
are going to end up being happier if they are married and they have kids.
So
that's just what the data shows.
No, I think this is big because what it says to Swifts, especially the Swifties, is that marriage still matters.
And
commitment still matters. Love is not just a fling or a publicity stunt.
And it's why I hope, it's part of why I hope their marriage lasts.
That would be a bright spot.
That would be a bright spot. Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down. Working in a coal mine.
How many times do we have to do this? Remember the case of the baker in Colorado who was fined by the state for not making a gay wedding cake?
Yeah.
And that case went all the way to the Supreme Court, where the baker won. The Supreme Court said, you can't force him to make a gay wedding cake. And then the very day that decision came out, a transgender activist set him up, demanded he make a trans cake. And he was fined again in Colorado, and it went to the Supreme Court again.
But isn't the principle the same?
The exact same.
Okay.
And he won again at the Supreme Court. Governments in the United States can't make people do things that go against their sincerely held religious beliefs. It's clear in the First Amendment to the Constitution. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech. So not only can you not let me practice my religion, you have to let me say, you know what, I'm going to exercise my faith, not just in the church, but in public and in how I go through my life. But you also can't force me to say something that I don't agree with. You cannot compel me to say something that is not my belief, not in this country.
And that includes making a cake or saying, making a statement by making a cake.
Right. No law. It says Congress shall make no law.
Now let me ask you, and this is now not to take this off into the weeds,
okay,
but did the Supreme Court say, I guess it's the protected speech of what you write or how you decorate the cake? What if I'm a trans person and I just come in and I say, hey, I'm getting married today.
Yeah.
I'd like a pound cake, or I'd like a whatever, plain cake. This kind of, you know, a chocolate flavored cake.
Yeah, it's about artistic. And by the way, the Jack Phillips said in his case, I will sell you any pastry you want.
Okay.
But I'm not going to make you a wedding cake.
Okay, so it's basically the message or how you want it decorated.
If that violates
my conscience or my religious, deeply held religious
beliefs. I'd be happy to sell you a cake, and if you want to write on the cake, happy wedding day, you're welcome to do that.
I'll make an apple turnover for anyone,
regardless
of your sexual orientation.
Exactly. Well, now the left, look, no matter how many times the Supreme Court has said you can't do this, it's not good enough for the left. They just keep coming.
They're hungry, apparently.
Yeah.
Is this another food-related business?
Not just food-related. It's another bakery. This time,
Democrats have a sweet tooth, apparently.
In California, the Supreme Court now has to say that another baker does not have to make a cake celebrating a same-sex wedding that goes against her religious beliefs. We just did this in Masterpiece Cake Shop.
In Colorado.
Now we have to do this in California again. Kathy Miller has a shop she calls Baker's Fields Tasteries. She makes cakes and other pastries. A lesbian couple wanted her to make them a wedding cake. She said, no, that goes against my religious beliefs. I'll sell you other cakes, but I'm not making you a gay wedding cake. So the state of California said, no, you have to make this gay wedding cake. Why? Their excuse was she had a menu. She had a list of cakes that she makes. And because that menu included wedding cakes, well, that means she has to abandon her religious beliefs. This is what the state of California argued, and it's what an appeals court in the state of California affirmed, and it's what the state Supreme Court in California went, yeah, that's fine. We're not even going to take up this case.
Okay, but again, if you make a white wedding cake,
yeah,
okay, that is decorated, you know, with white icing and whatever it is, maybe it's a groom and a bride,
okay,
at the top, and there's no message whatsoever on it.
Right.
And I come in and I want to buy that.
If I've made that cake in advance, yes. But if you come in and say, I want you to make me a special cake for my wedding, that's a different thing.
And put
if I've already made a generic wedding cake and you just want to buy that generic wedding cake, then yeah, you can walk out with that.
Best wishes to Jane and Jen.
Right.
That would violate
look
that baker's perhaps deeply held religious
right.
beliefs.
The Supreme Court has had to rule on this for cakes, for websites, for silent prayers in public. Over the last 20 years, the Democrats keep coming at this. They keep attacking religion. Every time some Democrat gets political power, they try and silence religious faith. Every time. And the Supreme Court has to come back and say, you can't do that. And the left goes, okay, well, we'll try again. This time the Supreme Court needs to put all of this to rest for once and for all. You cannot compel speech in the United States of America. You cannot violate personal faith, and if you want to live in a country that does that, there are lots of others that will let you live there. This country, you cannot make people say things they do not believe. Stop trying. And if the Supreme Court doesn't do that, there's going to be another cake somewhere else. Where we have to do this all over again.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
Whether you're a small business, mid-sized company, or an enterprise, hiring the right people is crucial.
You need Global Data Fusion hiring and screening solutions. They provide comprehensive background checks for any industry.
From criminal and civil records to motor vehicle reports, verifications, I-9, E-Verify, they've got everything you need.
Protect your business and hire with confidence.
Visit GlobalDataFusion.com, the trusted choice for reliable background screening.
Global Data Fusion, your partner in safe hiring.
Feeling bloated and discomfort after meals? It's time you try Enzorb from Victory Nutrition International. It's a daily dose of living enzymes to support all the essential activities of life. Enzorb adds digestive enzymes to support your gut health. These are enzymes that break down what you put in your body in a more pleasant digestive experience. Just one daily serving of Enzorb and you'll see the benefits. Absorb more good stuff and detoxify the bad stuff with Enzorb. Go to their website, it's vni.life/AGR. Use the code AGR20. Once again, that website, vni.life/AGR. Use the code AGR20 to get 20% off Enzorb and no more bloating after meals. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
What would entice you to try CBD Pure?
I need a guarantee.
Whether you want to get rid of pain, have better sleep, or just feel healthier, CBD Pure has the solution. CBD Pure will refund refund you if you're not satisfied after 90 days.
I stand behind it. I guarantee it.
Get 15% off and free shipping when you use the code AGR. Go to CBDPure.com. That's CBDPure.com and use the code AGR to get the discount and free shipping. Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud, or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now look at me. Now look at your man. Wait, he's not a man anymore. He's a man identifying as a woman. Now look at me. Back to him. I mean, her. She's a man again. Confused? Me too. Ladies, you want a man who stands up for what matters in this country. Be a man and listen to American Ground Radio. Ladies, look at me. You're welcome. Now he's a man again who listens to the truth at American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, we need to protect our children more than ever. And sometimes from the most unlikeliest of threats.
Really?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay.
So at Chuck E. Cheese, you know, they've got the mouse or the rat or whatever he is, right?
He's a mouse.
And so there's a guy dressed up as a mouse.
Well, unless it's the animatronic that's in the band.
No. This was a live.
Oh, okay.
He had the costume. He was walking around. He takes pictures with the kids, et cetera, et cetera.
All right.
Well, apparently, one of the moms had left her credit card on one of the tables.
Okay.
And, you know, she leaves the restaurant unknowingly.
She accidentally left it there.
Accidentally left it.
Okay.
Well, Chuck E. Cheese, the rat, the guy dressed as the rat.
Yeah.
Starts using the credit card, like, to go shopping at other places.
Oh, no.
Well, apparently, the mom went to the police and said, this is the last place that I had my card.
Right.
But these are places I don't shop. So they went to the place, some of the places where the rat, Chuck E. Cheese, went shopping with this lady's credit card.
Now, he didn't go shopping as the rat.
No. He took the costume off. But apparently, the lady knew what the costume Chuck E. Cheese looked like underneath that costume.
Oh.
Recognized him in the video footage from when he went shopping with her credit card at all these other stores.
Oh.
And so police show up as kids are in the Chuck E. Cheese restaurant wanting to take pictures with Chuck E. Cheese.
Who's been using a lady's credit card?
And so police, you know, kids are coming up and the moms are saying, well, he just wants a little picture with Chuck E. Cheese. And the police officer says, ma'am, Chuck E. Cheese is a little busy right now. And they cuffed him in his costume and put him in the back of a police cruiser. This is
that
in
is
Tallahassee,
awful
Florida.
PR for Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, but I guess the thing is, you don't know who your kids are interacting with. You never have known who your kids are interacting with, but
especially in those costumes and stuff. Yeah.
Well, yeah. But I mean, even so, it's just anyway. No kids were harmed.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, nothing like that going on.
But still, you have Chuck E. Cheese accused of credit card theft and arrested in the costume in the restaurant. Oof. That's a PR nightmare. We need to switch to a bright spot.
I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright. I gotta wear shades.
Was that too cheesy of a story?
No.
Okay.
It's fine. These days, it seems like there isn't anything that Republicans or Democrats can agree on. Immigration? No. Republicans only want legal immigration. Democrats want massive amounts of unrestricted immigration. Israel? Republicans support Israel. Democrats support Palestinian terrorists. Taxes? Republicans want low taxes. Democrats voted for high taxes. Crime? Republicans think crime should be lower and want the police to arrest criminals and courts to make sure criminals remain in jail. Democrats don't want police. They don't want people arrested. They don't want people in jail. They don't want jails or prisons.
Tariffs?
Yeah, great point.
Tariffs, yeah. Minimum wage.
Republicans think you can't change your sex and that telling people they can is mental abuse. Democrats don't even know what a woman is, but they know that men can be one if they want to. All right, here's the bright spot. You ready for a bright spot? With all of this division, there does actually appear to be at least one topic where Democrats and Republicans actually agree.
What is that, Stephen? What is that?
No cell phones in schools.
Oh, okay.
So Politico, left-wing magazine, right? Mm-hmm, Politico mm-hmm. actually did an article on this earlier this week. They wrote, 39 states now have some sort of phone restrictions in schools, and 18 states in Washington, D.C. have bell-to-bell bans, which ban phones for the entire school day. Politico went and talked to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. We've had her on the show before. She's governor of Arkansas, staunch conservative. She said, quote, I'm living this real time right now, Sanders told me over coffee earlier this year in the governor's mansion, discussing her own kids in the same house. She also spent most of her teen years as the daughter of a governor. He then went and talked with Democrat New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy. Quote, we've seen it with their own kids, he said, adding, I bemoan the fact that if we got bell to bell in New Jersey and we had that 15 years ago, how that would have changed the trajectory of how our kids interact.
So it's interesting that both Democrats and Republicans alike don't want their children essentially being engrossed or otherwise being raised
by the phone or being distracted by the phone in class. And there have been drastic changes. Once you take the phones out, teachers are saying, look, the kids pay attention more. There's less bullying going on. It's easier to get their attention in class. And you've got some of the reddest states in the country that have enacted bans. Texas, Florida, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Tennessee. And you've got some of the bluest states in the country. California, Oregon, Washington, New York, Minnesota. Now, most of those blue states only have advisories in place saying you shouldn't let your kids have phones in school, not outright bans. But they're a lot closer on this issue than just about any other issue in America right now.
Well, but you know, if you have young kids today,
right?
I think by and large, you probably grew up with a cell phone or having accessibility.
Right.
And the question is, for these young parents, are they seeing the negative implications within themselves or the negative effects of having grown up with a cell phone constantly in your hand?
And we also have states that have already enacted the bans and they've seen drastic improvement in how kids are behaving in school. And other states are seeing that too, going, ooh, boy, maybe that's something that we should try as well.
Well, and I think where it is tried, test scores are always higher.
You're seeing that, and that's hard to ignore, and it's a bright spot.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
Having a hard time focusing or maybe kick-starting your brain in the morning? Then try Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. Brain Reward gives your brain refreshing support with nutrients that help regulate stress and focus. It helps your mood, clarity, and motivation without the caffeine jitters. Sharpen your focus with Brain Reward. Improve your cognitive experience with Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. You get 20% off if you go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20. That's vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20. It's time to get that focus you haven't had in years with Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. And you get 20% off. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
Slick Willie here, your 42nd president. Got a bit of a reputation, yeah.
It's a very special day for the ladies' man.
My bedroom is stocked with my pillows, sheets and blankets, pillows. Oh, yeah. Baby, I got all the good stuff. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, and towel, dog beds. Sometimes I say something to Hill, or she catches me doing something I shouldn't be caught at, and I have to spend some time in the dog bed.
You are in the doghouse.
Well, that's why you want to get the most comfortable dog bed you can get, and MyPillow has the world's most comfortable dog beds, and I should know. I've spent a lot of time in the doghouse. You'll get 70% off on all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use the AGR code. That's AGR and save 70%.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcast.
In the next few minutes, minds will be opened. New journeys will begin. Small wonders can occur in just a few minutes. How? By listening to American Ground Radio every day, fully informed, entertaining, and prepared just for you. Listen for just a few minutes and enjoy, on air or wherever you listen to podcasts. In the next few minutes, good things are going to happen on American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. It's What's for Dinner.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Okay, so President Trump suspended HUD funding from going to the city of New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor LaToya Cantrell and her former New Orleans Police Department officer, bodyguard, boyfriend, paramour, they've been indicted.
Right.
And so Trump is like, I'm not sending any money into New Orleans because
the mayor's been indicted.
We can't trust this woman.
Right.
And see, that's what a leader does. And I bring this up because in the past, you get elected officials that get into trouble. Maybe they've shown malfeasance and, you know, exhibited malfeasance in office. And I know, yes, we're all innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
But at the same time, until you are proven innocent.
Right.
Well, we're just
guilty.
I mean, well, until you're proven guilty.
Yeah.
We're going to withhold additional funding because we don't know whether those monies are being well spent, well invested, or whether or not they're going into somebody's pocket.
And there's a case
it
about...
It makes sense.
There's a case surrounding the Cantrell, LaToya Cantrell, of bribery. There's a businessman who's been indicted for bribing her. She hasn't been indicted for that, but she has been indicted for falsifying timesheets with Jeffrey Vapi,
the
officer.
And this isn't just about New Orleans. It's about every city in America where corruption festers.
Yeah.
It's about mayors and bureaucrats who think nobody's watching because under this Trump administration, they've got it dead wrong.
And they're saying, whoa.
Oh, wow! When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
Kensei Matsusawa grew up playing soccer in Tokyo, Japan. When he was 17, he took a trip to the United States where he saw his first NFL football game ever. And Kensei became obsessed. When he returned home, he started working on his dream to become a kicker for an American football team. He watched YouTube videos of Seattle Seahawks kicker Jason Myers practice kicking on his own. He then sent videos of himself kicking to 50 different U.S. colleges looking for an opportunity to play. He was eventually given a chance to play at Hocking College in Ohio, where he played for 2 years. He then transferred to the University of Hawaii. This weekend, Kansai kicked a game-tying field goal in the fourth quarter against Fresno State. Then 2 minutes later, he scored the game winner, making his dream come true.
That is just awesome.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.